Praise be Jesus and Mary. We continue in the first reading to go through St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians. And today he says that our struggle is not with flesh and blood, but with principalities, with powers, with the world rulers of this present darkness, with the evil spirits in the heavens. And so that's the lot of the members of the church militant in this world, is that we must struggle against evil spirits. In fact, just yesterday, I made a little trip to the nursing home, and a man who was there in a wheelchair came up to me and asked if I was an exorcist, if I do exorcisms. And I said, well, you know, like all priests, I can do minor exorcisms. And he began to tell me about a home that he used to live in where some death or murder took place. He said that before they took the house, that the people who had owned it before, they had cleaned up the blood and everything. And he said they moved in and there were strange phenomena taking place, hearing footsteps when you were the only one at home, and or at night when nobody was there, and the dog barking at these things. And he doesn't live there anymore, but asked if, you know, this spirit could follow him and be attached to him even though they have since moved. And, you know, you hear these type of things of evil spirits attaching themselves to homes or maybe objects where murder has taken place, you know, where somebody has died a violent death. So in this case, we're talking about a home. Now, think about that when it comes to places like Planned Parenthood, right? Today's Thursday, and we celebrate this Mass in Thanksgiving and for the defense of human life, because it's on Thursdays that downtown in Bloomington, they perform about 20 to 30 abortions every Thursday. And so we're down there praying. Now think about that if in one home where maybe one murder took place, you have evil spirits that are attached to that home. What must it be like at Planned Parenthood where you have 20 to 30 murders taking place every week? And this is why recently, within the past couple of months, one of the bishops came out and said something to the effect of the faithful being on their guard when they go to Planned Parenthood and to pray there. You know, they need to be extra careful because of the presence of evil spirits there. And St. Paul in his letter this morning, he says, clothed with righteousness as a breastplate. That's probably the most important thing in this battle against evil spirits, that you be clothed with righteousness as a breastplate. Clothed with righteousness refers to being in the state of grace, right? Wearing our white garment, the garment of the wedding feast, being in the state of grace. Because if you're not in the state of grace, you are already, to a greater or lesser degree, under the power of the demons. And so it'd be very dangerous to go and pray at Planned Parenthood if you're not in the state of grace. So I encourage everybody, first of all, to go down to Planned Parenthood, especially during this 40 Days for Life. I think we have about a week and a half left for the 40 Days for Life, and certainly spending an hour a week doesn't seem to be too much in defense of human life to go down there and pray. But before we do, you know, going to confession, a very good idea in order to put on the armor of God against the tactics of the devil. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.